Gotcha. It's Mike Wynn with this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Let's start off in an upbeat way. Trombonist Steve Touré recorded this high note album at the Knopf Studios, River Edge, New Jersey, in March 2010, the resultant album being called Delicious and Delightful, and it's all in this upbeat mood. We heard Ray's Collard Greens, dedicated to the genius Ray Charles. Ray had guested on an earlier Touré Telarc CD. And yes, the liner notes go overboard on down-home cooking references. Billy Harper, tenor, Larry Willis, piano, Russell Malone, guitar, Corker and Holt, bass, and Dion Parson, drums. And if you don't mind, we'll stay in this mood with, if I'm clever enough to edit it correctly, half of a long medley.
We'll be right back.
Was the Resonance Big Band, Resonance as in the record label. Another longish track, John Brown's Body, carefully extracted from a medley where it was combined with Oscar Peterson's Hymn to Freedom. The title of this album is Resonance Big Band Plays, Tribute to Oscar Peterson, although only 4.5 of the 11 songs are Peterson compos. It's a 17-piece big band. The Romanian pianist Marian Petrescu fills Oscar's big shoes, and I should say in Marian's case, he fills Oscar's big shoes. And fellow pianist and big Peterson fan Bill Cunliffe does all the arrangements. Recorded 2009. We'd better now get back to our obsessive rule of variety.
Thank you.
the Dave Milligan Trio recorded in Pencaitland, Scotland. Pencaitland being a village in East Lothian, southeast of Edinburgh, Milligan himself is a Scottish Borders local, localish. And this was recorded for Caber Music, a label run by the drummer on this album, Tom Bancroft. I might add that Bancroft originally trained as a medical doctor. The non-Scot of the trio is bassist Tom Lyne from Edmonton, Canada, but now based in Scotland. That song, a Milligan original, is called Tom, Tom, Tom. Why three Toms? Well, Tom is called Tom and the other Tom, 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 to avoid confusion. Recorded 2003. Now, this is different. We seem to be stuck in the 2000s this week. That was Avec le Temps, recorded in Paris, March 2001, as a duet by the unlikely pairing of a Hammond B3 organ, played by Eddie Luis, and the accordion of Richard Galliano. We are, quote the liner notes, invited on a journey to unexplored sounds of a new kind of French music where real jazz takes the tint of European melancholy, unquote. So, we'd better have some happy music next. commercial track from a Gabor Szabo LA Feb 68 recorded LP called Bacchanal for the Sky label, Sky as in Isle of. I say commercial as though it's a bad thing. It isn't always. Wish I hadn't said it now. That was Donovan's big 1966 hit Sunshine Superman. Hungarian-born guitarist Szabo was just becoming a big name, having recently recorded the score for Roman Polanski's film Repulsion. And here he's joined by fellow Hungarian Louis Kabok on bass, Jim Stewart guitar, Jim Keltner, the now famous rock drummer, and he was brilliant on Superman, plus Hal Gordon percussion. Once we start down the variety road, there is no stopping us. Best known of the Afro-Cuban percussionists was Szabo Martinez, who at just 18 replaced Chano Pozo in the Charlie Parker Dizzy Gillespie Big Band in 48, which rocketed him to fame. Sadly, a heroin habit limited his career, and he died before his 50th birthday in Sweden, where he'd been living for some years, and where he made this Winds and Skins album for Swedish radio, the winds being provided by Saab Shihab, flute on this occasion. This was recorded in December 78, Sabu's last recording. He died less than a month later. Four other percussionists were also on this album. Johnny and René Martinez, Sabu's sons, Dawood Armin and Ivan Krilzarin. And that was a Szabo compo, NUS, N-U-S, but not the National Union of Students, I imagine. Next, a Hank Jones solo piece.
Thank you.
Recorded in July 2008 in Germany, live at the Jazz Baltica. It's a concert with fellow American Don Friedman, who joins Hank Jones to create a piano duo on two tracks. And then the German bassist Martin Wind joins in on side two of this new vinyl, Deep Groove Vinyl, NDR release. Hank Jones played Alone Together. A lot of choice, as he was alone alone. Next, The Blue, Yusef Lateef. Atlantic LP called The Blue Yusef Lateef, recorded in New York, April 68, with Lateef tenor on that song, written by the pianist in the band, Hugh Lawson, the song title being Get Over, Get Off and Get On, and Lawson has a great piano solo on it, as you'd expect as he wrote it. Sonny Red, alto, Blue Mitchell, trumpet, Buddy Lucas, harmonica, Kenny Burrell, guitar, Cecil McBee, upright bass, and Bob Cranshaw, electric bass, Roy Brooks, drums. Apparently, Get Over, Get Off and Get On is a modal blues in J.S. Bach's favourite mode, the white keys from D to D. The meter is 5-4 with accents on 5-1, or so it says in these liner notes. A quick interlude before Ellington. Regular listeners will know that means it's probably not real, real jazz. ¶¶ John Fahey, John Aloysius Fahey. His father was Aloysius John. Anyway, John Fahey was an American fingerstyle guitarist who played a steel string acoustic guitar. I took that song, Praise to the Lord, from a 1980 Tacoma LP called Yes, Jesus Loves Me. All guitar hymns. Worth adding to the show, I hope. But it's Ellington now. Duke Ellington in New York, a piano recital at the Woolman Auditorium at Columbia University, May 64. Peck Morrison bass, Sam Woodyard drums are on half of the numbers on this album. Billy Strayhorn and Willie the Lion Smith also joined the Duke for piano duets, but I thought we'd hear the maestro all on his own. Little African Flower. From an Ellington solo to an Ellingtonian-led big band.
Now, trumpet time again, Blue Mitchell. One night, Gene Goh, our other trumpet player, heard Blue Mitchell play this tune and said, uh-oh, that's it, I've got to write him a chart. So this is Gene Goh's brand new arrangement with Blue Mitchell's brand new rendition of an old Jerome Kern tune, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, Blue Mitchell. Thank you.
Trumpeter and cornetist Bill Berry was in the Ellington Band for, by Ellingtonian standards, only a very, very short time, less than 6 months from mid-September 61 to end May 62, and then later a two-week sub for a poorly Rolf Erikson in late 63. But once an Ellingtonian, he was also one of Ellington's first Caucasian members. Here at the Concord Jazz Festival, Concord, California, August 74, he's leading a stunning big band. Ellingtonians Cat Anderson and Britt Woodman are here, plus the likes of Herb Ellis, Blue Mitchell, obviously, and again, Benny Powell, Jake Hanna, Marshall Royal, and others of equal quality. Smoke Gets in Your Eyes on a Bees Records LP called Hot and Happy. Let's have a vocal.
Can I turn to when nobody needs me? My heart wants to know, and so I must go where destiny leads me. With no star to guide me, and no one beside me, I'll go on my way, and after the day, the darkness will hide me. Maybe tomorrow I'll find what I'm after. I'll throw off my sorrow, beg, steal, or borrow my share of laughter.
From the Anthony Newley, Leslie Bricus musical, Roar of the Grease Paint, Smell of the Crowd, Irene Reed recorded this definitive version of Who Can I Turn To in Jan 65 at Rudy Van Gelder's New Jersey studio. An 18-piece big band crammed with A-listers. Phil Woods, J.J. Johnson, Thad Jones, Joe Newman, Kenny Burrell are mere examples. The liner notes say, quote, Irene's tender offering of this ballad is truly penetrating, unquote. Tender offering? Time for our closer, I'm afraid, and I've chosen the Terence Blanchard Donald Harrison Quintet. Blanchard trumpet, Harrison alto, the mighty Mulgrew Miller piano, Lonnie Plasico on bass, and Marvin Smitty Smith drums. Recorded October 83. It's the title song of this Concord LP, New York Second Line. Second Line being the group, usually, in fact always, singing and dancing joyously behind formal funerals in New Orleans. Blanchard and Harrison are both New Orleans boys, so this has authenticity. As always, I'm delighted you join me on this rush along the groaning shelves of my record collection, and equally hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.